Now, you just made reference to 2022 and the president did speak. Mm. He also referenced that himself. Going forward, do we see tangible benefits that emerge from this particular Indaba, especially when you talk about continental partnerships and cooperation?
Definitely. They are serious. We had meetings yesterday with the president and the Africa Finance Corporation. We had meetings with Lumwana itself. We still are going to have meetings with various countries. So tangible things are coming. People want to move in and inject more capital into the mining space so that we can see mines like Kashime in Mukoshi that will be powered and other ventures. Then also people are really keen that when the Zambian government is ready with the results for the mapping exercise that we are doing, they, you know, keen to invest in those greenfield mines. And we want to make sure that serious and mutually respectable partnerships are entered into. Some people are very keen. Today, as I speak to you, this afternoon we're going to have what we call the Zambia Day. I hope that you guys, the media, can tune in and see the interest about Zambia, because I know it will be a packed room, because people are very keen to do to hear, you know, what Zambia has to offer, what Zambia has done, where we are at in terms of everything that we are doing. In a lot of panels, Chumweka, when people are discussing, there's a lot of mentioning of Zambia, this Zambia, that, examples of Zambia. Why? Because Zambia has made its case from the time it came to the Indaba, not to play but to work. Up to now, we have made the case that this is what we have done between now, between then and now.
All right. Minister, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning on the Phoenix Breakfast. But before we let you go, I mean, on a lighter note, as Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Hope and myself would like to apply for a mining license, because this breakfast show here has been certified as pure gold. So I hope you can help us get a mining license for that.
It's important. You are Zambians. You are free to apply for mining licenses. Every Zambian is free, and that's why we want a lot of participation. It may sound as a light moment, but it's a serious question.
Mm.
And we want Zambians to participate, starting from artisanal miners to junior miners to small-scale miners to large-scale conglomerates owned by Zambians. We want to, in fact, that is the vision of President Etcheverry, that one day we should have a consortium of Zambians that own a big mine. That is very, very important. So you are free. You can apply for a mining license as a Zambian. Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, and all the best as you continue with the activities
over
there.
Thank you very much, Mweka. God bless you. Thank you.
We'll be joined by Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Mr. Paul Kabuswe, just reflecting on yesterday's keynote address by President Hagainde Hichilema at the Investing in African Mining Indaba 2026. The main news bulletin is up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Energy consultant says local fuel pump prices dropped by an average 27% in the past 12 months. Government completes nationwide distribution of new school syllabi to public schools. And in global news, U.S. attack on boat in the Eastern Pacific leaves two dead, one survivor. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Energy consultant Dr. Johnson Chikwanda says the fuel pump prices in the country have fallen significantly over the past year, despite international fuel prices declining at a slower pace. Dr. Chikwanda says while prices on the global market dropped by an average of 14%, local pump prices fell by a combined average of 27%. He He attributes the bigger reduction mainly to the strong performance of the Zambian kwacha, saying the currency appreciated by more than 30% over the last 12 months, helping to reduce the cost of fuel imports. He adds that the open access policy on the diesel pipeline also played a role, contributing an estimated 5% to the overall reduction. On fuel consumption, Dr. Chikwanda says diesel consumers saved an estimated 2 billion kwacha over the past year, while petrol users saved about 647 million kwacha. He further indicates that international fuel prices are expected to remain relatively weak in the coming months, adding that if the exchange rate remains stable or improves further, fuel pump prices are unlikely to rise sharply unless there are major changes on the global market. Government has successfully completed the nationwide distribution of the new school syllabi to public schools. The Minister of Education last year began distributing 540,000 hard copies of the 2023 Education Curriculum Framework and new syllabi, alongside 1.7 million teaching modules to all provinces. Minister of Education Permanent Secretary Kelvin Mambwe has said the move reflects government's commitment to ensuring that pupils have relevant curriculum support materials to promote effective learning. Dr. Mambwe added that the distribution of textbooks will be completed before the end of this month.
We distributed the syllabuses already, which are a key resource for purposes of teaching. Every school has received copies of those syllabi. What we are yet to distribute are actual textbooks. We are about to procure. In fact, the procurement process has just been concluded, and we'll be awarding the best bidders for the production and distribution of those books. And we're hoping this is done within the course of this month.
The Bars and Nightclub Association of Zambia has offered to collaborate with local authorities, the Zambia Police Service, and the Zambia Revenue Authorities, ZRA, in the fight against the sale and distribution of counterfeit alcohol, aimed at protecting consumers and promoting regulatory compliance. This follows the continued impounding of counterfeit alcohol by ZRA operations, which result in net revenue loss. Association President Peter Mwale said the sale of counterfeit alcohol is illegal and poses a serious threat to public safety while undermining legitimate business operations. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mwale warned association members to immediately desist from trading in counterfeit alcohol products, cautioning that those found engaging in such activities risk facing the full force of the law. Mr. Mwale has appealed for sustained cooperation among stakeholders and members of the public in reporting suspicious products in order to curb the circulation of fake alcohol and safeguard consumer well-being.
Mainly the local authorities, the city councils, the police, Zambia Revenue Authority, that they should up the game. We as an association, we stand ready to work with them in terms of giving them information to ensure that we deal with those that are in the habit of breaking the laws. The Liquor Licensing Act is very clear in Zambia, and as you may be aware, us as an association of bars and nightclubs, Zambia, we don't support illegalities, we don't support lawlessness, and we like to call upon the police and the public health under the local authorities across the country to intensify patrols, confiscate and arrest all those that are involved in counterfeit beer.
Solwezi Central Member of Parliament, Stafford Molosa, is urging local contractors manufacturing school desks to keep up pace with government's rapid classroom construction under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Molosa says the presidential directive to use local labor for furnishing new buildings risks being slowed by supply to ensure every new school building in the constituency is handed over fully furnished by local contractors. Mr. Molosa tells Phoenix News that contracting local supply promotes funds into the local economy and fosters skills development, adding that local desk manufacturing sector should not struggle to match the demand. He emphasized the need for concerted support and accountability to push contractors to do a good job and called on the community to invest in its own infrastructure to avoid logistical delays.
Four contractors have come forward and they are giving us the best structure that we have seen so far. This is promoting the local economy, empowering our locals. We're just